Thank you. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And I'm going to share some good stuff with you today. Right, Kim?
That's right. That's what we're here for.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattlemen and the ranchers. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates for the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit them at tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field.
There you go, Mike. That's right. Here's a trivia to get the whole thing started today. Over 3,000 elk antlers compose the 18-foot-high arch that spans Main Street in Afton, Wyoming. The arch was built in 1958.
In where, Wyoming?
In Afton. Remember, really? We saw it?
Okay. Well, I remember seeing that. I thought it was in Jackson Hole. Maybe it's a different one.
Maybe that is a different one. I remember we stopped to get lunch or grocery shop or something in Afton.
How do you know if you grew up in the Dakotas?
I don't know. Do you have a checklist?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good.
You know how to polka, but never tried it sober. You know what knee-high by the 4th of July means. You know that it's traditional for the bride and groom to go bar hopping between the reception and the wedding dance.
Yeah.
Expected, I guess.
Yeah.
You know the difference between green and red farm machinery and would fight with your friends on the playground over which is better.
That's right.
You buy Christmas presents at Farm and Fleet or Tractor Supply Company. You know you grew up in the Dakotas if you spent more on beer and liquor than you did on food at your wedding.
Uh-oh.
I'll have more of those on another program for you, but that's all for now.
Very, very interesting. Okay. I have got an article. It's called Trouble in the Amen Corner. It's a poem by Archie Campbell.
Okay.
Are you ready? It was a stylish congregation. You could see they'd been around, and they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen Corner of that church sat Brother Ira, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken. Age had touched his vocal cords. And nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered, the church was told, in fine, that Brother Ira must stop his singing or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee. I think it was 3 or 4, and they got in their big fine car and drove up to Ira's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there on an old armchair, and the summer's golden sunbeams lay upon his snow-white hair. Said York, "Yeah, we're here, dear brother, with the vestry's approbation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now it seems that your voice has interfered with the choir, so if you'll just lay out, are you listening, Brother Ira?" The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear, and on his cheek the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silky snow, and he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. "I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in that far-off heavenly temple where my master I shall meet. Yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir." A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town, but Brother Ira was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desire, where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs.
Wow. A little trouble in the Amen section.
Yeah,
huh?
A little trouble in the Amen section. Archie Campbell wrote that. Let's go back to my humorous quotes from the business world. That'll lighten it up a little bit before we leave. Nothing is quite as embarrassing as watching your boss do something you assured him couldn't be done.
True.
And the mark of a true MBA is that he is often wrong, but seldom in doubt. Robert Buzzell.
Be confident, huh?
Yep, be confident. Be confident.
And if you have something you'd like to share, send it to Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. And keep listening for future editions on your local radio station of The Good Stuff.